Greetings in Christ's name this morning. Recently, I've been reading through the account of the Israelites' journey in the wilderness. And one of the dramatic scenes that unfolds there is about 2 years after the Israelites left Egypt, when they're at Kadesh Barnea, ready to enter the Promised Land. They send out 12 spies to spy out the land, and after 40 days, the spies return. And so we know what happened in this familiar story in Numbers 13 and 14. The spies came back reporting a wonderful land flowing with milk and honey, and even brought back some amazing fruit from this land. But 10 of the spies reported that the land was filled with awful giants and that there was no way that they could conquer the land. So instead of believing Caleb and Joshua, the two faithful spies, the Israelites believed the other 10. They whined and complained to Moses that it had been much better to die in Egypt or in the wilderness rather than be slaughtered by these awful giants. And there was, and so then in response, in their rebellion, they decided to appoint a new leader and return to Egypt. But didn't they remember God's faithfulness in the 2+ years before that? How God performed many miracles and plagues against Egyptians to bring them out of Egypt? How God dramatically rescued them from Pharaoh's army at the Red Sea? How God provided the pillar of cloud and fire that was always with them? How God turned the bitter waters at Marah into sweet and drinkable, wonderful tasting water. How God daily provided them with manna and quail. How God gave them water from the rock to quench their thirst. How God gave them victory in the war with the Amalekites. How God spoke with a great display of thunder and lightning and smoke and even shook the mountain at Sinai. And even the event that was quoted directly previous to this, where Aaron and Miriam speak against Moses. God judges Miriam for that, and she becomes white with leprosy, although God does heal her again. So we see here that even though God did many miraculous things for the Israelites in the previous 2+ years, they still could not trust him to go the way before them in entering the Promised Land. We know that God's judgment for their unbelief and rebellion was that everyone older than 20 years old died in the wilderness as they wandered there for the next 40 years. And that's, of course, except for Caleb and Joshua. 1 year for each day the spies were in the Promised Land. So we shake our heads and say, how could the Israelites so quickly forget God's faithfulness in their past? And yet, I know that when I'm in a time of crisis, I tend to quickly forget God's faithfulness in my past and focus on the storm around me that threatens to overwhelm me. And I doubt I'm the only one here with that tendency either. I think most of us tend to quickly forget about God's faithfulness in the past, just like the Israelites did in the wilderness. So we also need to purposely take time to ponder the faithfulness of God. One way to do this is to meditate on God's story of faithfulness in our own lives and the lives of others. And another way is to meditate on scriptures that speak of the faithfulness of God. So think again about God's story of faithfulness with the Israelites. There were numerous times when the people whined and complained and rebelled against God, and it seems that God was really close to completely destroying them. But every time Moses intercedes for them, and God relents from the complete disaster. These stories of God's faithfulness and patience in dealing with his chosen people help us understand who God is and how he is also faithful and present with us today. I find it also helpful to look back at my past and ponder the times that God has shown his faithfulness. Were they always easy times? No, most certainly not. But the more I can understand God's faithfulness in the past, the more I can trust him now. The second way that is helpful to consider the faithfulness of God is through meditating on scriptures that speak directly about God's faithfulness. And so I've compiled numerous scriptures this morning that speak about the faithfulness of God. The first several just talk about how that God is faithful and that we can't really comprehend how truly faithful God is. From Lamentations 3, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." Psalm 36:5, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds." Psalm 86:15, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." His faithfulness also preserves us. Psalms 40:11. "As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me." "But as for me," this is Psalm 69:13, "but as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God. In the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me in your saving faithfulness." And we can walk this journey of our lives in his faithfulness. Psalms 26:3, "For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness." Praising God is always an appropriate response for his faithfulness. And when we praise God and talk about his faithfulness in our lives with other people, it helps encourage all of us. Psalm 71:22, "I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel." Psalm 92, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." And Psalm 89, "I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever with my mouth. I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones." In conclusion, we tend to quickly forget God's faithfulness in our lives, just as the Israelites forgot in the wilderness. So I encourage everyone here this morning to take time this week to ponder the faithfulness of God. Maybe for you, that's spending more time reading the Psalms. Maybe that's spending more time studying God's story of faithfulness in the Bible. Or maybe it's remembering your own story and even writing it down of how God has been faithful in your past. I think all these things can help deepen our trust and faith in God so that when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us, that our anchor is firmly holding in our faithful God. Let's kneel for prayer. God, we cannot truly comprehend how faithful you are, but we just praise you for the many times in our lives where you have been that rock. You have been ever faithful. And God, In those times that we forget and that we're overwhelmed with how life looks to us, just pray that we could, in those times, look toward you and remember your story in the Bible. Remember how you've been writing our story in the past. I pray for the remainder for the service today. In now the Sunday school time, bless the teachers in their leading out, and also for the sermon. God, I just pray that you'd be lifted up and honored today in everything.